1 comma, yeah. So you go from 1 up to 10.
Yeah, and here is the squares.
You produce the square of each number, put them in a list.
And then sum them all together.
And then using the built-in function sum, you take their sum. Okay, thank you. Now let's see the square of the sum of the first 10 natural numbers. Can you explain what is happening here?
So first we take the sum of just the numbers and then the square root of that number.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Again, we can go from 1 instead of 0, but it doesn't matter in this case. So we produce the numbers from 1 up to 10, put them in a list, calculate their sum, calculate the sum, and take the square of the sum. And what will be the result? What should I write here? Yep.
B minus A.
But the question was, we need to work with the first 100 natural numbers. How to modify it? N equals 100. Run again, and we have the correct result. This exercise is also from Project Euler. When you see this PE, it means I copied it from Project Euler. Okay, so we are ready with this slide, and we can move on to the next slide. It was slide 4. Let's continue with slide 5. Okay. Now let's work with the set data type and the dictionary data type. You have learned about the set data structure. So what do we have to know about it? What are the features of a set? So it contains elements. The order of the elements is arbitrary. So we cannot talk about... So the elements are not ordered in a set. They are completely unordered. And an element can be present how many times? How many times in a set?
Only once.
Maximum once. You cannot put the same element in a set more than once. So in a set, every element is unique. This is important. Now, let's see some examples. let's create a basket. It will be a list, and it will contain fruits. 6 different fruits. Apple, ananas, banana, apple, orange, and banana. This is a list. With type, you can verify. It's a list. Now, let's make a set out of it. We have already seen the str built-in function, which can make a string from many different things. We have also seen the built-in function list. It can make a list of lots of different things. And there is also a built-in function set, which can make a set from different things. For example, it can convert a list into a set. So, fruits equal set, and as a parameter, we pass a list basket. Now, fruits is a set. Python 3.6 prints a set like this between curly braces, and the elements are separated by a comma. Previous versions printed it a bit differently. It was printed like set, but in newer versions it is between curly braces. In a dictionary, you have key value pairs. You have a key, colon, yeah. Value, comma. So there is no.
An empty dict or empty set, how you make difference between those?
Yeah. Good question. You need to verify its type. You have this built-in function type. It will tell you that this is a set. Well, when you create it using the curly braces, it will be a dictionary, not an empty set. So, type of D is a dictionary. So, in the case of set, you can only see curly braces when you print it.
Can you introduce a set just by putting it?
No, because if you use curly braces, it will be a dictionary.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's a bit confusing. But if you ask the type, you can see that this is a set. And as you can see, there are only 4 elements. Why? In the list, there were 6 elements. What happened? What do you think?
Yeah, the duplicates
were removed automatically. So if you have lots of elements and you want to remove the duplicates, a simple way is to put them into a set and read it back from the set. And the duplicates are removed.
How is this order defined?
It's arbitrary. It uses a hashing technique. So the order will be arbitrary. You cannot rely on the order. But you can enumerate the elements. You can read the elements out from a set. And also you can convert a set to a list. Which built-in function do you have to use? Yeah, this one. So if you want to convert it back, simply list, you provide the set, and now it's a list containing just four elements. The duplicates are removed. Once it's a list, you can sort it with the built-in function sorted.
Is there any ready-made function to remove duplicates from the list so that you don't need to convert it to set and back to list and then sort?
There is no built-in function for that.
It's funny because it's quite often you need it, and it sounds very slow if you convert it to total different type and sort it again.
You can write your own algorithm for removing the duplicates, but I do not know any built-in solution for that. When you work with sets, a very common operation is that you want to test if an element is in the set or not. You can use the in operator for that, that we have already seen before. So for instance, we have this set, fruits. Is the kiwi between the fruits? No, it isn't. Is the apple between the fruits? Yes, it is. And testing if an element is in a set is very fast, because it uses hashing technique. I mentioned that if you have a list and you use the in operator, it will use a complete search, which will be slow if the list is big. But in the case of a set, it uses a hashing technique, so it can tell you immediately if the element is in the set or not. Here is an exercise, set 01. You can find it on the top. The end is 900.04a, removing duplicates, set 01. So please solve it now. So we have a list. We want to remove the duplicates. And as a result, we want a sorted list. Who has a one-line solution? We should leave some. The end result should be a list, not a set.
Okay. Then I have a problem, I think.
Yeah. Let the result be a sorted list.
Yeah, because I just...
Start here on the right side and we will go to the left.
Why?
So first, this is a list. How do you remove the duplicates easily?
Because you can just do it like... list.
Mm-hmm.
Sorted. And then the list. Right. First sorts it. Then puts it in a set.
Can you stand there so that people can sit? The problem here that it will, the end result won't be sorted. Because a set, but then you convert it to a set. And the set is not sorted.
The set
is in different order than the original list that it starts. The set can be in whatever order.
Yeah, it's arbitrary.
Okay, but it takes the sorted list.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. When you convert it to a set, the order will be mixed up.
But does it scramble it or anything?
It uses a hashing technique to put the elements in a set, so the order can be anything.
You lose the original order. That's why I ask that, is there any built-in function that you can maintain the original order? And there is no. That it would be very difficult. I don't know if there's one line that if you really want a list without duplicates that remains the original order. Because you can't sort it because it's not original order.
Let's go step by step. So first we want to remove the duplicates.
So make it a set.
Make it a set. Let's write it in the next line. So now the duplicates are removed.
Yeah.
But if we want to sort something, we can sort a list. So let's make a list of it. Okay, now it's a list. The order is arbitrary. And this one we can sort. But sort, if you do that, dot sort, it will sort in place. And it doesn't return any value.
Okay, so you have to do...
Use the other sorting method. Mm-hmm, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, first we make a set, duplicates are removed, we make a list of it, and we will sort the list. Actually, this step here, making a list of it, is not necessary, because sorted can also accept a set. But the return value of sorted is always a sorted list. So you can say you make a set and then you sort the set. It's also acceptable. And sorted will make a list of it, sort it and return the sorted list.
What was wrong with dot sort?
Dot sort will sort the list in place, and it doesn't have. It's a method. It's not a function. It has no return value.
It hasn't. Is it true? I don't know.
Yeah. Dot sort doesn't have a return value because it's a method.
But that makes sense. One line didn't work. I use dot sort.
Because it sees how many times functions that is chasing something are still returning a reference to object they was changing. Many times they are called just by calling it, but you can take the take the reference.
Technically,
Python has not that
in line. Python, technically, a method does return something. It returns the none value. None. So a method returns this. So if you write, for instance, result equals something dot sort, then result will be none.
Why is it so?
That's how they decided that a method should work. I show an example.
There is a lot of methods that are functions.
Then it's not a method, it's a function then.
Yeah.
If it returns something, then it's a function.
Yeah, but it's still method in that way that it can...